Welcome back, Deep Divers. Ready for another fascinating deep dive? Today, we're taking a closer look at token wisdom courtesy of your friendly neighborhood, Khayyam, as he always signs off.
Ah, Khayyam. Always insightful. This one's especially interesting, I have to say.
Definitely. I mean, he's talking about technology that can actually see through walls using Wi-Fi. Wild, right?
It is. Sounds like something out of science fiction. But Khayyam, he does a great job, as always, of breaking it down, making it understandable, even for those of us, you know, who might not have 10 minutes to spare for the whole essay.
Exactly. So let's dive into it. He starts with that powerful Einstein quote. In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity.
Right, right. And you can really see how that sets the stage for, well, for the whole piece, really. This unexpected potential in something as familiar as Wi-Fi.
Totally. And he focuses on two key research papers, right?
Yeah.
One on dense pose and another one that kind of looks at the capabilities of Wi-Fi signals themselves.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The dense pose one, that's where things get really interesting.
So break that down for us. What is dense pose?
Well, imagine, you know, creating those 3D models of human poses, like in motion capture, but instead of using all those cameras and sensors.
Using Wi-Fi.
Exactly. Wi-Fi signals become like the eyes. It's wild, isn't it?
That is pretty mind-blowing. And this is where that research from Carnegie Mellon comes in, right?
Yep. They've been leading the way on this, pushing the boundaries of AI and machine learning to make this happen.
It's incredible to see how these like seemingly separate fields are coming together to create something entirely new. You know, Khayyam makes a big point of this. It's not just about Wi-Fi or AI by themselves. It's the power of them working together.
Definitely. Definitely. And that power leads to some amazing possibilities. Like, think about monitoring elderly people in their homes, but without those, you know, intrusive cameras.
Oh, right. I see what you mean. That would be a game changer.
Or better home security systems, you know, or even understanding human behavior in a totally new way.
All because we're analyzing how Wi-Fi signals, like, interact with our bodies. They're crazy. But let's get to that second research paper. This one's about using those signals for, well, sensing and tracking, I guess.
Yeah. This research comes out of the University of Waterloo, and it's all about how Wi-Fi signals can actually penetrate walls and detect movement on the other side. So it's not just connecting us anymore. It's becoming this, like, powerful tool for understanding the world around us.
It's like Khayyam says in the essay, imagine being able to see the skeletal outlines of individuals moving about in a building, like X-ray vision, but achieved with the humble Wi-Fi signal.
Right. It's crazy to think about. And it's more accessible than you might think. Khayyam talks about the YP drone, which can actually see inside buildings using existing Wi-Fi networks.
Oh, wait, so this drone doesn't even need its own special Wi-Fi setup. It just uses what's already there, like in our homes.
Exactly. And you know what's even cooler? This drone is made from readily available parts. You don't need some top secret lab to build one. It's really about how technology is becoming more democratic, like Khayyam points out.
That's a really important point. We often get caught up in the excitement of new tech and forget about those, you know, broader implications. Khayyam's reminding us that this isn't just some sci-fi fantasy. It's real. It's becoming more accessible, and that raises a lot of questions about privacy and security, you know,
yeah,
and how we use this technology responsibly.
Absolutely. He's definitely urging us to consider both the benefits and the risks, to have those difficult conversations about, well, how we want to shape this technology before it shapes us. It's a call to action, you know, not just sit back and wait for something to happen, but to be proactive.
It's like he's saying, don't wait for this tech to be misused before we start talking about the ethics.
Mm-hmm.
And those ethical considerations are huge. I mean, we're talking about seeing through walls. That has major implications for privacy and consent.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just about, you know, preventing the bad guys from using it. We have to think about those unintended consequences, the subtle ways this technology could erode privacy, even when it's used for, you know, good reasons. It's complex.
That's what makes Khayyam's essay so thought-provoking. He's not just explaining the tech. He's making us think critically about what it all means for society.
Yeah, and he does it in a way that's really engaging, even for those of us who aren't, you know, tech wizards. He uses vivid language and relatable examples to bring it all to life.
It's like he's inviting us to be part of the conversation, you know, to shape the future of this technology instead of just watching it happen. And that's what makes token wisdom so valuable. It's not just informing us, it's empowering us to think for ourselves and engage with these issues.
He's a master at that, you know, taking something super complex and making it, well, not just understandable, but actually engaging. He doesn't shy away from those ethical challenges, but he also doesn't, like, get all doom and gloom about it.
He finds that sweet spot, you know?
Wow.
And that's so important, especially with this kind of tech. It's easy to get swept up in the hype or the fear, but Khayyam keeps us grounded, encourages us to be, well, curious, but with our eyes wide open.
Exactly. Exactly. And one thing that really stood out to me was this idea that, you know, Wi-Fi sensing isn't just about observation. It could be interactive, even preventative.
Oh, okay. I'm intrigued. What do you mean by that?
Well, think about those elder care applications we talked about.
Yeah.
Imagine a system that not only monitors someone's movements, but also like interacts with them in real time.
Like how? Give me an example.
Sure. So let's say the system detects a fall. It could instantly alert family members or, you know, emergency services, but it could go even further.
Further? How?
Khayyam suggests that, you know, as AI and machine learning get more sophisticated, these systems could learn someone's patterns, their habits, and maybe even like predict and prevent those falls before they even happen.
Wow. So instead of just reacting to an event, it could actually like intervene, stop it from happening in the first place. That's powerful.
It is. And that's just one example. Think about home automation, you know, a system that not only adjusts your lights and temperature based on what you like, but also anticipates your needs. It makes changes before you even realize you need them.
It's like your home becomes this like intuitive being almost.
Yeah.
I don't know. Part of me finds that really cool, but part of me is also like, whoa, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I get that. It's definitely a double-edged sword. And that brings us back to those ethical considerations, right? How do we make sure these systems enhance our lives without, you know, taking away our control or our privacy?
Khayyam uses a really interesting analogy to illustrate this, actually.
Hmm.
He compares this technology to, well, the story of the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Oh, right. Where the apprentice uses magic to automate a task, but then it all goes haywire because he can't control it.
Perfect analogy. It shows how important it is to not just develop powerful tech, but also to make sure we have the wisdom to use it responsibly.
And that's why Khayyam stresses the need for open dialogue, collaboration between researchers, policymakers, industry folks, and the public. We have to have these conversations now before this technology gets, you know, so widespread that it's hard to control.
It's about finding that balance, right?
Yeah.
Embracing innovation, but also protecting our values. It's not about rejecting new tech outright, but being smart about it, making sure it's developed and used in a way that aligns with, well, who we are and what we believe in.
Exactly. And I think Khayyam's essay does a great job of highlighting both the promise and the potential pitfalls. It encourages us to be, you know, optimistic, but informed, not just blindly enthusiastic or like terrified of progress.
He reminds us that the future isn't set in stone.
Yeah.
We have a say in it, you know, and our choices matter. What we do today will shape the world of tomorrow.
Powerful stuff. It's a call to action, for sure, to think critically, to get involved, to make our voices heard.
Absolutely. So we've explored some of the key themes in Khayyam's essay, the technical leaps, the ethical questions, this need for, well, for us to be active participants in this whole process. It's a lot to take in, but it's a conversation worth having. It feels like we're standing at a crossroads, doesn't it? This incredible technology with the potential to change everything, but also this huge responsibility to make sure it doesn't, you know, backfire on us.
Definitely. And Khayyam, he makes a really important point about how we even talk about this stuff. He warns us about like falling into this good versus evil trap when it comes to technology.
Right. It's tempting to see it as black and white, but it's rarely that simple.
Exactly. He says, you know, technology itself is neutral. It's a tool. It's how we use it that matters, right? What safeguards we put in place.
He has this great analogy in the essay. He compares it to fire.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Fire can keep you warm, cook you food, but it can also burn your house down.
Exactly. It all depends on how you handle it. Same with technology, really.
And that means we need more than just like technical smarts. We need wisdom. You know, we need to think about values, ethics, the impact this stuff will have on people's lives.
He's really pushing for a more holistic approach, bringing together all sorts of experts, scientists, engineers, but also ethicists, policymakers, social scientists. Everyone needs to be at the table.
It's like acknowledging that this isn't just a tech problem to solve. It's a human problem.
Absolutely. And we can't leave the public out of the conversation either. They're the ones who will be most affected by all of this, right?
Khayyam ends the essay with this, like, call to action. He says, and I'm quoting here, "The future is not something that happens to us. It's something we create through our choices, our actions, and our willingness to engage in thoughtful dialogue about the kind of world we want to build."
Powerful words. Especially now with technology changing so fast, we have the power to shape this, but we have to be intentional about it.
So if we could boil it all down, what's the one thing you hope our listeners take away from this deep dive into Khayyam's token wisdom?
I think it's this. We're at this amazing moment, on the verge of this whole new era of Wi-Fi sensing. We can use it to make things better, but we have to be smart about it. We have to think about the ethics, the potential consequences, and we have to talk about it, have those tough conversations. The future is in our hands.
Well said. Deep divers, we hope this exploration of Khayyam's token wisdom has given you a lot to think about. Remember, the future isn't something that just happens. We create it. Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged.